Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm sat at Spray Point in Tynmouth, and it's where the Tynmouth sign is, for anyone who knows. It's they're about 4 foot 3D letters, so we've made Jeff and Laurie take a hike to the edge of Tynmouth and get photos near the Tynmouth sign, so they've officially been. So say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
So I thought what we'd do while we're sat here... Don't you? No, it's not the watershed. So you can't do that now.
I remember that.
And with no Baileys. So we're going to test Jeff and Laurie on that because they've been practicing their English. We have had such... I'm so glad they came to Tynmouth for the weekend. I can't tell you. It's been such a blast. It's been brilliant. So I think we'll test Jeff first because he sounds... We'll see what you think. Go on, Jeff. What's your sentence you've got to say?
Geez, I'm at last right now. I like the saying that I did hear. We're two different countries separated by a common language.
Right. Yeah. So you've got to say...
Go on, oh, yeah.
Say your English... Go on, what's your English sentence you've got to say?
Don't be so bloody Marty.
It sounds like an Islamic terrorist.
How did they like that ballad? And Laurie's brilliant. She's an honorary Brit. Go on, Laurie.
We must have some cream tea.
I thought you were going to do your time. Bloody bastard.
You bloody bastard. Shut up.
Laurie's a...
You're quite posh.
Yeah, you are. You're a posh Brit.
Oh, that's what they say. When you try and do it, you sound posh when you're saying yours. You got to sound more...
Yeah, she needs to sound more like Rob.
That'd be a challenge. You bloody bastard.
People on the sidewalk are looking at pavement or pavement.
Yes, I say sidewalk and it's pavement. We took a stroll on the pavement to get some cream tea.
Laurie's got it.
How's that, darling?
Yes, darling. Yeah, absolutely, darling.
Spiffy.
Quite spiffy. And Jeff is wearing his bum bag.
Yes, which yes. We can't say what you call it.
Yes.
Right. I'm striking that from my language.
And I bought a new handbag while I was here in Tynmouth.
You did.
And it's very posh.
Leather, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you've had some fudge.
Instant fudge,
that
yes.
was made about no more than Tynmouth 50 fudge. Yards from where we live. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, just
And we're
going
to go
yeah.
for a pasty.
It's a pasty.
She keeps saying it the...
No, she says it the posh way. She's a posh bird.
And I had to have a plaster because I bummed up my knee.
Bummed up.
Not bummed up. That's...
I wouldn't shout that too well.
It's like so what up. Would I say?
And what? Go on.
Scratched up?
Oh, nicked. Grazed?
Grazed. I yeah. grazed my knee, scratched. So I had to get a plaster.
And what did we get? What did Jeff do on Saturday? It was Saturday night, wasn't it?
I smoked a fag.
He smoked a fag, and he said it's the best fag I've ever had.
Now it's recorded again.
Yeah,
it is. Now we've got that now.
I thought we said what goes on in Tynmouth stays in.
Well, it's staying in Tynmouth.
Yeah, surprising how much of an effect eight strong beers can have on a person.
Yeah, yeah, I like them here. They're not in. In the States, it seems like they chill them really cold. Really yeah. cold. I like them here.
Yeah, well, the lagers are cold. They can be icy cold, but a real ale beer, it's not far off room temperature. Yeah.
So when we head back to the States, we'll have to enter rehab because of our...
Because Rob's led you astray.
We'll walk in and say, we were with Rob. Oh, have a chair. Get in line.
So, yeah, so...
I enjoyed them. It tasted good.
So we're gonna,
we've had a lovely time. Yeah, and Rob and Jody and Joe have been very hospitable.
I've loved it.
Yes, brilliant. I have to say,
this
brilliant.
Is not very nice to Steve, but I'm quite glad his show was cancelled on Friday.
Absolutely.
Because Friday was great. So
yes, we did
it's
have
been a brilliant
time.
Weekend.
Yes.
So
now we're headed to Weston to have some more fun.
Yeah. So watch out, Steve and Louise.
Yeah, we could. Louise FaceTimed you last night.
Yeah, she did.
All of a sudden it starts going and Lori's like, Louise! And she's running over trying to get her phone.
So we're going to walk back out and so we'll close this boo. Are you going to get a picture or something, Rob? For me?
Yeah.
For the boo art?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we'll walk back and get the pasty.
So cheerio, mates.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Cheerio.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheerio. That's posh as well.
Oh, is it? Yeah. So is cheers just a normal cheers, or do you not say that?
Cheers is what we quite often say for thanks.
I heard a lad on the pier that was going to be, he worked on the ferry. He would say, he was on his phone, and he said, cheers.
Okay. Yeah, we say, cheers. Yeah, right, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Bye. Okay. Yeah, ta-ra's another one.
Ta-ra's
quite northern, isn't it, I suppose? Ta-ra.
Ta-ra's.
Ta-ra.
Cheers, ta-ra's.
No, not ta-ra's, ta-ra.
Just ta-ra, no S.
Yeah.
I'll never get this.
So I'll upload this and yeah. So it's been a blast.
It has bye-bye. Been a blast.
So bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say bye, Rob.
Bye.
No, bye-bye, just bye.